I'm Alex Morgan. Welcome to Debug the Hype. I am not affiliated with any of the companies, projects, or people I discuss here. It's September 1st, 2026, and here's a striking hook. Multiple U.S. military commissaries recently reported freezer lines going into active defrost even though the power never went out. A hobbyist turned ordinary RTSP security cameras into a local bird and bat identification system by running BirdNet Go in Docker and feeding three cameras and their microphones into a Raspberry Pi or small server. The project logged 418,726 detections and 271 unique species over 12 months, all processed locally with no cloud calls. It's a tidy, privacy-first pattern for citizen science sensors. Watch for neighborhood projects sharing automatic catalogs with tools like BirdWeather. Fields medalist Terence Tao posted a big think talk that frames modern mathematics around six core themes: numbers, algebra, geometry, probability, analysis, and dynamics. And he emphasized analysis as the mathematics of managing imprecision and error bars. The video stirred a thread arguing for adding topology or logic, and commenters tied it to Tao's recent public thinking about AI accelerating proof work. If you want a compact map of math that links to measurement and the AI era, this is a clear primer worth watching.
Over the past few days, at least six U.S. military commissaries confirmed refrigeration failures, and the Pentagon acknowledged a possible refrigeration disruption. But the unusual technical detail is that whole freezer lines went into active defrost while the power stayed on. That matters because DECA specifications say defrost is centrally controlled through the RMCS, and industrial security firm Clarity has published research showing many commercial refrigeration controllers can be commanded remotely to trigger compressors, fans, or defrost cycles. The author filing Freedom of Information requests frames three realistic scenarios: coincident hardware failure, a misconfigured update, or a cyber probe used for reconnaissance. And those options are not mutually exclusive in practice. One clear thread in the Hacker News conversation was skepticism that this is theatrically sophisticated hacking. Several engineers argued a bad update or misconfiguration is likelier, while others pointed out that a misconfiguration and an attack often look identical on the ground. A community commenter put it plainly: a wrongly pushed command can have exactly the same observable effects as an intruder with credentials, and that ambiguity makes response and attribution painful. The technical lesson is simple and sharp. When OT gear exposes central controls like RMCS over shared networks, leaked credentials, default ports, or lax vendor firmware security can convert refrigerators into a reconnaissance vector. This episode matters next because how DECA responds, through vendor firmware audits, forced segmentation of RMCS networks, or public attribution of an incident, will set a practical precedent for securing widely distributed, non-mission-critical systems that nonetheless sit beside mission-critical infrastructure.
Dwarf Fortress announced a Myth and Magic update that promises to move beyond a handful of scripted spells toward procedurally generated magical traditions, materials, rituals, and cosmologies baked into each world's rules. Bay 12 co-founder Tarn Adams framed the change as going beyond combining spell effects straight to the fundamental cosmological makeup of the universe. And the trailer teases everything from goblin hexes that shred invaders to magic that literally reshapes stone. For a game already famous for emergent behavior, the pitch is that fortresses will be able to pursue genuine magical research that feels like discovery rather than toggled abilities. Player reactions split along predictable lines. Longtime fans are giddy about new emergent narratives and the potential for chaotic let's plays, while a vocal group worries that Steam-era UI changes and a shift away from the classic keyboard workflow complicate accessibility and betray earlier backers. One attentive comment noted that procedural magic will do more than add powers. It will change incentives, conflict dynamics, and long-term simulation balance in ways that are hard to test with conventional design methods. If the systems ship as described, expect Dwarf Fortress to become less a static simulation and more a procedural fantasy world generator that modders, story makers, and streamers treat as a sandbox for unpredictable fiction. Whether it's unexplained defrost cycles in commissaries or a simulation adding self-evolving magic, the common thread is that distributed control makes systems both more interesting and more fragile. Alex Morgan, Debug the Hype.